I'm looking for the project manager of the microtech. And the VP goes, oh, that's Pam. She works for me. Would you like her extension? I go, sure, give it to me. And he gives me the extension. So my next call is to Pam, but I don't get her. I get her outgoing greeting on her voicemail. And she told her callers that she just left on a 2-week vacation, the date she's returning. And if you need any help whatsoever, please call Alicia on extension, blah, blah, blah. So of course, my next call is to Alicia. Hey, Alicia, this is Rick over in Arlington Heights. Did Pam leave on vacation yet? And she goes, yes. And I go, well, before she left, she said that you could help me get a copy of the microtech source code. About 5 minutes later, she goes, oh, I found the source code, but there's a problem. I'm going to have to talk to my security manager about what you're asking me to do. I'll be right back. And I go, no, wait, wait, because I didn't want her to talk to any security manager. About 8 minutes later, she comes back on the line, and I'm nervous. I'm thinking they already hooked up a tape recorder, and that's going to be Exhibit A in a court case later. And she goes, Rick? And I go, uh-huh. And she goes, that IP address you gave me to do the file transfer is not inside Motorola's campus. It's outside. Because of that, I can't transfer the file because we need to use a special proxy server, and I don't have an account. And I go, uh-huh. You know, and I just go, all right, you know, thank you very much. And she goes, wait, wait, I have some great news for you. I go, what? She goes, my security manager gave me his personal username and password so I could log onto the proxy server to send you the file.